Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got songs about roses and drums, and we'll celebrate the birthdays of George Gershwin and the original Radio Girl. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in 1894 in Pulaski, Illinois, of Leonore Vanderleith. At age 12, she moved with her mother and sister to Los Angeles, where she studied music, began writing songs, and attended Mills College. When she began a career as a performer, she changed her last name into her full name and became Vanderleith. Early recording equipment couldn't handle excessive volume well, and early broadcasting equipment could be destroyed by female singers' voices. You may recall scenes in early cartoons of radio transmitter tubes popping when subjected to high-pitched operatic voices. Vanderleith's low-pitched, controlled style of singing was well-suited to the technology, and she was invited to sing over Dr. Lee DeForest's wireless telephone station in the World Tower building at 40th Street and Broadway in New York City. This was the first broadcast of a live singing performance, and it led to her being known as the First Lady of Radio, and later as the original Radio Girl. In 1923, she became station manager of New York radio station WDT, where she not only performed, but also arranged for live performances by other artists. She appeared regularly on The Wrigley Show during 1926 and 27, on The Firestone Hour in 1929 and 30, and on various NBC radio shows. In 1934, she became a popular morning show host on New York radio station WMCA. In 1923, she appeared on Broadway in Laugh, Clown, Laugh, starring Lionel Barrymore, in which she played an opera singer. In the mid-1930s, Kate Smith adopted Vaughn's billing as the First Lady of Radio, but DeLeith successfully sued and obtained an injunction against Smith's use of that title, after which Smith went back to her title of Songbird of the South. Vanderleith continued to work in radio right up until her death on Thursday, May 27th, 1943, at the Hotel Statler in Buffalo, New York. Here's Vanderleith.
Thank you. da-san-da-san.
Thank you.
Vocals by the original radio girl, Vaughn DeLeith, born September 26, 1894. Vaughn and the Broadway Nightlights, a Ben Selvin band, kicked off the show with I Wanna Be Loved By You from October 16, 1928. Then we heard a George and Ira Gershwin collaboration, The Man I Love, with the symphonic arrangement by Ferdy Groffay and recorded May 16, 1928. And we just heard Swonderful, another collaboration by George and Ira, recorded by Ernie Golden and his orchestra in January of 1928. Ernie Golden's orchestra was resident at the McAlpin Hotel on Broadway at 34th in New York City. The hotel was built in 1904 and featured a rooftop health club and a silent floor for guests who worked at night and had to sleep during the day. The building is still there, although it's no longer a hotel. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music of the 1920s and 30s, each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon. Last week, September 24th, in 1933, marked the debut on CBS radio of Roses and Drums, which presented historical dramas with a Civil War background. The presentations were made complete with costumes, scenery, and stage, and the scripts were checked for historical accuracy by Professor M.W. Jernigan of the University of Chicago. Red Brown Jr. played Captain Gordon Wright, the Yankee captain, and the rebel captain, Randy Claymore, was played by John Griggs. Each of them had pursued Betty Graham, but in the final episode of March 29, 1936, Betty Graham marries Captain Claymore, the Southerner. Roses and Drums was directed by Herschel Williams. So here to commemorate Roses and Drums are some songs about roses and drums, beginning with Ted Weems. Thank you.
see why you are whole and to know you love you. You're gentle and kind, divinely designed, as graceful as the pines above you. There's an angel's breath beneath your sigh. There's a little devil in your eye. Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you. And yet if I should lose you, would mean my very life to me. Of all of the queens that ever lived, I chose you. Of all the queens that ever lived, I chose.
Some songs about roses to commemorate the debut of Roses and Drums on CBS Radio. We began with Ted Weems and his orchestra and Blue Rose, one of their earliest records, recorded February 6, 1924. Blue Rose was written by Arthur Coleman and Eugene Herbert. Then it was Nelson Eddy, backed by Nat Shilkret and his orchestra, and Rose Marie, recorded in Hollywood on the last day of 1935. And we just heard Will Oakland in 1920 and Sunshine Rose. Countertenor Will Oakland was born Herman Henricks in Jersey City, New Jersey on January 15, 1883. He was a true countertenor, singing in the range of a contralto, and did not employ falsetto. He began recording in 1908 and toured widely, and made his last recording of the 78 era in 1926. From that point, he worked in radio, performed as a nightclub singer, and went on singing tours. He had a successful club, Will Oakland's Terrace, at 51st and Broadway in Manhattan into the 1930s, and the club's band waxed two sides for Edison as Mike Landau and his Oakland Terrace Orchestra in 1929. In 1954, Will Oakland celebrated 50 years in show business by self-producing an LP containing past recordings, but also featuring narration recounting memories of his career. Only 100 copies of the record were made. Will Oakland died on May 15, 1956. Well, we had some songs about roses to commemorate Roses and Drums. I suppose we ought to have some songs about drums. Here's Raymond Scott.
Thank you. Celebrities may come and go, but there's always one man who stops the show. Here's a man, and he's really grand.
And now we're gonna tell you about Bass Drum Dan.
He's not a one-man band. He's not a piccolo Pete. But when he beats that drum, you leave your seat.
With Bass Drum Dan,
it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Gotta start the show.
Gotta start the show.
Now look out below.
Look out below.
And watch this boy go boom, boom, all day long.
You can hear him go, driving you crazy, I know. There he goes, on his toes. That's my Bass Drum Dan.
Sings a song,
beating all the while, always wearing a smile. There he goes, the rains or snows. That's my Bass Drum Dan.
When he plays that drum, I just get numb. I'm telling you, I didn't know that I was so dumb. I'm telling you, that's going some. A bum 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 boom boom boom.
That's the way you do, loving it like I do. It's made for you, you can't get blue with my Bass Drum Dan. That's a man, and he's really grand.
That's Bass Drum Dan.
A set of drum songs to commemorate the debut of Roses and Drums on CBS Radio on September 24th, 1933. We just heard Sidney Bechet and his orchestra and Jungle Drums, written by Bechet and drummer Zutty Singleton and recorded November 6, 1938. Jungle Drums was preceded by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra on April 10, 1931, and Bass Drum Dan. The vocal refrain on that one was by the King's Jesters, which consisted of John Ravenscroft, Ira Barstow, and George Howard. And we began that drum set of songs with the Raymond Scott Quintet and Devil Drums from June 15, 1939. Have a request for a particular song or artist? You can send requests or comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in Brooklyn, New York in 1898 of Jacob Gershowitz. You know him better as George Gershwin. George was to become one of America's most famous composers, but if it weren't for his older brother Ira's interest in music, George's parents would never have bought the family's first piano. But it was George who took to the instrument and began to successfully play by ear. At age 12, he was given lessons and a couple of years later began studying under Charles Hambitzer. Gershwin quit school at age 15 and began his professional career as a song plugger for the Jerome Remick Company. 2 years after he started work for Remick, he had his first song published, When You Want 'Em, You Can't Get 'Em. That same year, he began making piano rolls and traveled the vaudeville circuit as a pianist and toured as accompanist for Nora Bays. In 1919, Gershwin's first Broadway show, La La Lucille, ran for 100 performances, and that same year, Al Jolson added Swanee, which had been written in 1917, to his touring show, where it became an instant hit. For the next 5 years, George wrote music for George White's Scandals. During the 20s, along with his brother Ira, Gershwin wrote successful musicals for Fred and Adele Astaire, W.C. Fields, Jeanette MacDonald, Ruby Keeler, Jimmy Durante, Fanny Brice, Bob Hope, and others. In 1935, he moved to California and wrote for films, including Shall We Dance, starring Fred and Adele Astaire, and A Damsel in Distress with Astaire, Joan Fontaine, and Gracie Allen. George Gershwin died of a brain tumor on July 11, 1937, at just 38 years of age. So here to begin a trio of songs by George Gershwin is Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra.
Thank you. star, no matter where you are. Oh, please come out and help me find my man. Evening star, please send your light afar and tell him that I want him if you can. He's been away so long I almost doubt him. My life is just an empty shell without him. So evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find my man.
By George Gershwin to celebrate his birthday, September 26, 1898. We began with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Clap Your Hands, a George and Ira Gershwin collaboration recorded November 4, 1926. Then it was the Cabaret Novelty Orchestra, a British studio band led by Bert Furman, and That Certain Feeling from a Zonophone 78 recorded August 11, 1926. And we finished with Scrappy Lambert and the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1928 and Evening Star. Von DeLith and George Gershwin share the same birthday, September 26th. I already played a couple of Von DeLith renditions of Gershwin songs in the first segment of the show, but here are a couple more.
Just as happy as a little bit of child. Why am I like a race horse that's running wild? Why am I in a state of ecstasy? The reason is 'cause something happened to me. I'm in love again, and the spring is coming. I'm in love again. Hear my heartstrings strumming. I'm in love again. And the tune I'm humming is the huddle of blues. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of it. Good news. Someone sad had the awful bad luck to meet someone bad, but the kind of bad that we no one knows. What a little glimpse of paradise. Someone who's naughty show to someone who's nice. I'm in love again. Gosh darn, I'm in love again. Gee whiz, I'm in love again. Oh boy, I got the huddle of blues. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of it. Good news. You know the sun shines brighter, and I know why. My heart's even lighter, and I know why. Although it doesn't matter to ya, I feel like shouting hallelujah. The sky seems bluer, and I know why. My cares are fewer, and I know why. But you don't know the reason, do ya, huh? Can't you guess? Well, honey, I'll confess. I'm in love again, doo doo doo. I'm in love again, doo doo doo. I'm in love again, and the tune I'm humming is the huddle of blues. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, honey, and I love, love, love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news. Bye bye, baby, here comes your train. You stand to me tight. Say you love me and then say you love me again. Bye bye, baby, here comes your train. Telephone me each night. I'll be there when you call. You don't have to worry at all. While you're gone, I'll be good. Not because I'm so goody goody, but because I'm crazy for you. While you're gone, I'll be nice. Not because I'm so nice, but because I'm crazy for you. Oh, please, if someone new says coochie coochie coo, please don't do a thing that I wouldn't do 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 to you, do do do. While you're gone, I'll behave. Not because you behave, but because I'm crazy for you. While you're gone, I'll stay in. Not because I like in, but because I'm just insane about you. Oh, I won't, hey, I won't step out. Not that I don't like out, but because I'm just mentally deficient over you. At night, say, in your own room, smile away your gloom. If you step out, you might fall down, go boom, ooh, bad. When it rains, I'll play cards. Not because I like bridge, but because I'm crazy for you. Oh, pardon me, I forgot to say that Johnny stuttered so bad. He would try to explain and then he'd stammer again. Every evening he'd try to tell how he'd love and obey. He'd begin this way with each thing he started to say. Why you're gone, I'll be good, not because I'm so good, but because I'm crazy for you. Why you're gone, I'll be nice, not because I'm so nice, but because I'm crazy for you. Please, if someone new says coochie coochie coo, please don't do a thing I wouldn't do. While you're gone, I'll behave. Not because you behave, but because I'm crazy for you.
Got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? Thank you.
Fred Rich Band, credited on that Clarion 78 as Paul Ash and his Merry Mad Musical Gang, and George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, recorded on October 20th, 1930, with Paul Small on the vocal. I Got Rhythm was preceded by a couple more George Gershwin songs by Vaughn DeLeith. We started the set with I'm in Love Again from the 1924 show Greenwich Village Follies, recorded in March of 1927. And from March 13th, 1929, I'm Crazy for You. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.